You're not going to get an award for best original tagline on that one, Spike. What's up? This is Movies on Up, based on a true story. True story. My co-host is seated right across from me, Mr. Dave Becella.
Yep.
That's Mr. Dave. I am Ryan. We are Movies on Up, based on a true story, is our incredibly original tagline for this week. I didn't write it.
Tell us what one movie that is from.
It is from a movie that's we're going to talk about this episode, so that ought to narrow it down for you. But if you can figure out what movie based on a true story is the tagline for, send your guess to us in one of the following ways. You can email us, moviesonup@gmail.com. You can leave it on our Facebook page, facebook.com/moviesonup, or tweet us at moviesonup on the Twitter if you are correct. And if we choose you, you will be the winner of a Movies on Up prize package. This week, we're going to give you all the winners for the Oscars this coming weekend, the Academy Awards, at least for the categories that we care about. I would say we've probably got 2/3 of them. We left out the documentaries, some of the short stuff.
Which should be the Mr. Rogers one, and it's not even nominated.
Right. Basically, we cut that out so that you didn't have to listen to me rant about why it's not even nominated. Nonetheless, we're going to kind of go in whatever order pleased us. Dave will give you his pick. I'll give you mine. Maybe we'll argue about them, but probably not, because I don't think either of us care that much. I used to be really into the Oscars. I think I'm just kind of over it now. I think that they're somewhat formulaic and not necessarily representative. Not that they necessarily ever were, but at least I was naive enough to believe.
They show signs at times, and then they take like a step back for a couple of years.
Giant steps back, and I think that's when I just kind of lose it. So we'll start with a couple categories. Dave fancies himself a bit of a writer, so he's very interested in the writing awards. So we'll start there with writing original screenplay. The nominees are The Favorite, written by Deborah Davis and Tony McNamara. First Reformed, written by Paul Schrader. Green Book, written by Nick Villalonga, Brian Curry, and Peter Farrelly. Roma, written by Alfonso Cuarón, and Vice, written by Adam McKay. Cuarón has got 4 nominations himself. He was nominated for picture, director, cinematography, and screenplay. That ties a record for individual nominations in a year. Warren Beatty did it twice for Heaven Can Wait and Reds, and the Coens did it for No Country for Old Men. It's a factoid, but Dave, drop a fact on us. Who's going to win for Best Original Screenplay?
Deborah Davis and Tony McNamara for The Favorite.
I agree. I think it's a tough category to call. I could see it going to Green Book, though I think some of the controversies, especially from the family, not necessarily saying that that's really how things played out, I think that could maybe keep it from winning. The Favorite's a movie that I think is going to get passed over a lot.
We might disagree there.
Fair enough. But I think this could be the Academy's way of making sure that it doesn't go home empty-handed.
Are there anything here that sticks out your mind that should be here? The obvious one to me, Sorry to Bother You, was probably the most original. I mean, what does that mean? I think Sorry to Bother You was a great
screenplay. Has been pretty outspoken that he feels that he should be in here too. I guess if you're going to take one out, I'd be okay with Green Book taken out.
Out of every category.
But yeah, whatever. I mentioned the Coens. They're nominated for Best Writing Adapted Screenplay for The Ballad of Buster Scruggs. The Coens have 7 writing nominations, trailing only John Huston, Federico Fellini, and Billy Wilder, as well as Woody Allen. Allen has 16 nominations, all for Best Original Screenplay, most recently for Blue Jasmine in 2013. Also nominated Black Klansman, written by Charlie Wachtel and David Rabinowitz, and Kevin Willmott and Spike Lee. Can You Ever Forgive Me? Screenplay by Nicole Holofcener and Jeff Witte. If Beale Street Could Talk, written for the screen by Barry Jenkins. And A Star Is Born, with the screenplay by Eric Roth and Bradley Cooper and Will Fetters.
I have a factoid.
Oh, please.
This is like a movie thing. Do you know the difference between the ampersand and the and in writing credits?
I'm assuming that the ampersand means that they were like a team.
Yeah, because you'll see that in movies all the time. Joel and Ethan Coen is ampersand. They wrote that together.
They did, yes. Charlie Wachtel and David Rabinowitz
worked on it together.
Yes.
And
also,
Kevin Willmott and Spike Lee did a second pass at it. So
it's a factoid.
Yeah, the ampersand is they wrote it together, and the and means somebody else took another pass at it. So
two teams.
So if it's written by Dave and Ryan, I wrote it, and then Ryan went through and screwed it all up.
Or if it's Dave ampersand Ryan,
we did it together. Yeah.
We came together.
This is If Beale Street Could Talk. I feel like it should have got more noms, and I'm shocked that it didn't. Barry Jenkins deserves some, so I think he gets it here.
I would not be surprised if Beale Street won. I think that's kind of my second. I think Black Klansman is going to get it. I think it's going to be a relatively big night for Black Klansman. Admittedly, not as big as it could be. I do think it's a pretty good script, and if Black Klansman doesn't win, I think it is Beale Street.
I would love to see Can You Ever Forgive Me, because Nicole Holofcener, I love her as a writer. She's fantastic, so anytime she's nominated, like, part of me wants to see her win. Plus, that was a cool movie. But to me, it was between If Beale Street Could Talk or Black Klansman, and I think it'll be If Beale Street Could Talk. But in reality, it's probably going to be A Star Is Born. My pick is If Beale Street Could Talk.
A Star Is Born is not going to win for Best Makeup and Hairstyling because it is not nominated. The three films that are Border, Mary Queen of Scots, and Vice.
Border just being nominated is cool. This is like a monster love story from, I believe it's Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that that's nominated.
Last year's Best Picture.
Yeah, like it looks awesome. I think it's Vice. I really do. Christian Bale, it's going to be a big night for him. He's unrecognizable. When you're making up people to look like people that other people recognize, I think it's easier to honor that.
And you're a people that somebody already recognizes, so when you are not recognized as the people that you are, but the people that you're supposed to look like.
Yeah, I think this is one win for Vice.
I agree. Yeah, no need to belabor that point. Which will bring us to Best Music Original Score, and the nominees for that are Black Panther, Ludwig Göransson, Black Klansman, Terrence Blanchard, If Beale Street Could Talk, Nicholas Britell, Isle of Dogs by Alexandra Desplat, and Mary Poppins Returns by Mark Scheiman.
I'm torn on this. My gut says it'll be Mary Poppins Returns, just so it's not shut out and Mark Scheiman gets... But I think Black Panther might pull it off. I think they give it to Black Panther. I love that soundtrack. Gore and the soundtrack, everything about that.
I think that First Man should probably win, despite the fact that it's not even nominated. I guess I'm going to lead the write-in campaign for that. I did like the percussion-heavy score that Desplat had for Isle of Dogs. I do think this one's a bit of a toss-up. I could see it going either of the ones that you picked, but I'm going to pick If Beale Street Could Talk. I do think that this category is an absolute toss-up. I could see any of them winning, but you know, you got to pick one. And to be honest, it's not one that I particularly felt strongly about, so yeah, whatever. Maybe don't bet a lot of money on that one. Original song, I feel like you could mortgage your house on. And the nominees are All the Stars from Black Panther, music by Kendrick Lamar, Et al., I'll Fight from RBG, music and lyrics by Diane Warren, The Place Where Lost Things Go from Mary Poppins, music by Mark Scheiman, lyrics by Scott Whitman and Mark Scheiman, Shallow from A Star Is Born, music and lyrics by Lady Gaga, Et al., and When a Cowboy Trades His Spurs for Wings from the Ballad of Buster Scruggs, music and lyrics by David Rawlings and Gillian Welch.
Not one song from Into the Spider-Verse.
No.
Which is a bummer. I love that soundtrack as much as Black Panther. I'd love to see All the Stars win, but it's not.
No, it is not going to win.
No, this is the Star Is Born win.
To be honest, I think this category is one of the larger farces within the Oscars. It is going to be. I mean, I would put the probability of Shallow winning at somewhere at 98. But if it doesn't win, it's going to be Kendrick Lamar. If you don't believe me, you just have to remember back to when the Academy announced that only two songs were going to be performed during the broadcast. And guess which two they were. And if you think there was a chance in hell that they were going to give the Oscar to one of the three other ones that aren't getting performed, I think you're telling yourself some stories. This one, it's
also
Lady Gaga.
Considering the other three, the Oscars really only decided to have them on after Lady Gaga said, like, well, if all five of them aren't playing, I don't want
to
play.
Right. So in order to appease her, get her to play, because it would look really weird if she didn't and she's the winner. You want to talk about outcomes being predetermined. I think that's an example of it. Perhaps the outcome has been predetermined in Best Foreign Language Film. The nominees are Capernaum from Lebanon. It's only the second Lebanese film to earn a Best Foreign nod after last year's The Insult became the first of the five countries represented. Only Lebanon and Mexico have yet to have a film win the award. Only Israel, going 0 for 10, has had more noms without a win than Mexico's 9. Also nominated are Cold War from Poland, Never Look Away from Germany, Shoplifters from Japan, and Roma from Mexico.
The winner. Mexico's going to break that streak.
Yeah, I may be tipping my hand for a later award here, but if Roma is the only foreign film to be nominated for Best Picture, wouldn't it stand to reason that it's probably the best foreign film?
Yeah.
Though, if they wanted to spread the love and not heap it all on Roma, I could see Shoplifters.
Oh, see, I would think it would go Cold War.
Well, that'll be fascinating to see if they do. Neither of us think that that's going to happen.
Oh, no, it's Roma.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. I don't think we're going to have a large discrepancy in who we think is going to win Best Animated Feature Film either. Your nominees are Incredibles 2, Isle of Dogs, Mirai, Ralph Breaks the Internet, and Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. The last time that a non-Pixar Disney movie won for Best Animated Feature was... Do you know?
No.
It was 2011. It was Rango. That was only the fifth time that a non-mouse film had won the award. Happy Feet, Wallace and Gromit, The Curse of the Were-Rabbit, Spirited Away, and Shrek, along with Rango, are the only five that have ever done it. Spider-Man makes 6. Not only does Spider-Man win here, it should have been nominated for Best Picture.
Should have been nominated for Best Picture. Speaking of Rango, my friend Zane shit his pants during that movie when it was in theaters.
Because it was so good? Or
no, he just had one of those days. Like, we've all done it. Not at the movies, but he had to throw his underwear away in the bathroom. But it's Spider-Man. It better be Spider-Man. But I could see the Academy being assholes and giving it to, like, Isle of Dogs just to mix it up. They better not, because Spider-Man should be for Best Picture. It should be one of those where it's like, oh, it's nominated for Best Picture, so it's obviously the best animated. I don't see them not giving it to it. It would shock me if they do something stupid like Isle of Dogs.
I like the Isle of Dogs. But yeah, I mean, it's Spider-Man. I also kind of feel like Best Cinematography is just as much of a layup. Your nominees are Lucas Zal from Cold War, Robbie Ryan from The Favorite, Caleb Deschanel from Never Look Away, Alfonso Cuarón from Roma, and Matthew Libertique from A Star Is Born.
It's Cuarón again.
Yeah, I think it's fairly straightforward. You can say what you want about the movie, but it does look really great. I also think it's worth some extra Academy hipster points that it's shot in black and white. Since 2000, only two films have won both Best Cinematography and Best Picture. Do you know what those were?
Was Gravity one?
Gravity was not one.
No Country for Old Men?
Nope. One of them is by one of your favorite directors of all time.
Slumdog?
Slumdog Millionaire in 2008. The other one... Alexander Iñárritu's Birdman from 2014. That factoid within it lies a spoiler for who I think is going to win Best Picture. See if you can remember that by the time we get all the way over there.
Hereditary.
Yes.
I wish would have been.
Best Cinematography?
Yeah.
Sure.
That movie was beautiful.
Yes.
That movie
the
looked.
The first shot alone.
That, like, not just Toni Collette, which we'll get to, I'm sure.
Yep.
But the cinematography in Hereditary, if you can watch that and say, yeah, there's five movies that look more beautiful than this year, take your votes away.
Or better shot. You know what I mean? Like, the shots.
That movie's so beautifully made.
Alfonso Cuarón is doing something special when he takes a shot of a hallway full of dog turds and gets nominated for Best Cinematography. Those aren't exactly beautiful, but what Hereditary, that was very creative camera work there. But yeah. Actor in a supporting role, your nominees are Mahershala Ali for Green Book, Adam Driver for BlacKkKlansman, Sam Elliott from A Star Is Born. That is his first nomination, comes roughly 50 years after his first film role, which was in 1969's Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, Richard E. Grant from Can You Ever Forgive Me, and Sam Rockwell from Vice.
I have trouble committing on this one because part of me wouldn't be shocked if Richard E. Grant wins, but if I had to put money, I'm going Ali.
Yeah, I would love to see Sam Rockwell win because I think he's a fantastic actor.
He won last year.
but so is Ollie. He adds a supporting win to his lead actor win from just a couple years ago tonight.
I think it'll be the only Green Book win.
I tend to agree. I think he's a great actor. I wouldn't be at all upset if he won. Actress in a supporting role, I think this one's a little bit more difficult for me to pick. Your nominees for that are Amy Adams from Vice, Marina de Tavera from Roma, Regina King, If Beale Street Could Talk, Emma Stone from The Favorite, and Rachel Weisz also from The Favorite.
Who I want to win? Regina King.
Yes.
Because she's amazing in everything, and I feel like she's way underappreciated. So I'm going to go with that as a pick because this is a toss-up. Like, this is tough because, you know, Emma Stone, Rachel Weisz, both of them are Academy darlings. Same movie.
Yeah.
I'm going to stick with Regina King, and I really hope she wins. I really do.
I think she will. I think Regina King wins, but I guess Amy Adams is becoming that. I don't want to say, like, she's becoming the female Leo.
This is her sixth.
Yeah, this would be her sixth.
All supporting, though, I believe. You know, American Hustle was
leading. That was lead. Okay. I could see her getting passed over again. She's one that could win basically any year she's in there. So I wouldn't at all be surprised if she wins ahead of Regina King. But hold my feet to the fire right now, and I'm saying it'll be Regina King. Which will bring us to actor in a leading role. Those nominees are Christian Bale from Vice, Bradley Cooper, A Star is Born, Willem Dafoe at Attorney's Gate, Rami Malek, Bohemian Rhapsody, and Viggo Mortensen from The Green Book. I guess since you said that Ali is probably the only award that Green Book wins, I'm guessing you're not going Viggo here.
No, I think it's Bale.
Yeah, I think it's kind of a two-horse race between Bale and Malek, who is a first-time nominee. Everyone else in the category has been nominated before Malek won the Golden Globe, but I think Bale wins here.
John David Washington should be here.
Yeah, I could see that.
I'd replace, I mean, even Viggo or Dafoe, or even Malek. I mean, he was good in that, but John David Washington should be here.
You're not going to get any kind of argument from me there. Actress in a leading role. This is the one where Toni Collette's nominated. Actually, no, she's not. But
well, at least Viola Davis is.
Yeah, no. No, she's not. Well, Widows.
Blunt from Mary Poppins, since they didn't give her supporting for Quiet Place.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh. No. Oh, sorry. Yazilita Aparicio is nominated from Roma. She joins a list of 15 other actors to get a nomination in their first role. I'm not even going to ask you to name all of them.
Kirsten Dunst?
No.
Oh, no. Jenna Malone.
No. The actors and actresses that were Lupita Nyong'o, the captain now,
oh, yeah,
Bakad Abdi, Kvonzene Wallace, Haley Steinfeld, Gabourey Sidibe, Jennifer Hudson, Keisha Castle Hughes, Edward Norton, Anna Paquin, Oprah.
Anna Paquin, not Jenna Malone. That's
right.
I was thinking the piano movie.
Yes, yeah. And that's exactly it. That is the piano movie. It was Anna Paquin, not Jenna Malone. Oprah, Glenn Close, Barbara Streisand, Julie Andrews, Angela Lansbury, and Orson Welles. 5 of the 15 have won. Aparicio doesn't make the sixth. Glenn Close, nominated for The Wife, Olivia Colman for The Favorite, Lady Gaga from A Star is Born, and Melissa McCarthy from Can You Ever Forgive Me?
Olivia Colman should, and I would love to see it if she did, and I wouldn't be surprised if she does. I think it's going to Glenn Close.
I will be shocked if it's anybody but Glenn Close. We mentioned that Amy Adams has taken the collar thus far in 6 nominations. Glenn Close, also Ofer. This would be her first win, which does surprise me as well. I think we'll now have Academy Award winner Glenn Close, and I think she more than deserves that. Brings us to our last two. Best Directing and Best Picture. We'll go with directing first. Those nominees are Spike Lee from BlacKkKlansman, Pavel Pawlowski from Cold War, Yorgos Lanthimos, The Favorite, Alfonso Cuarón from Roma, and Adam McKay for Vice.
There are 3 that I'd be fine with. I wouldn't argue with 3 of them. I think you're on.
Which are those 3?
Cuarón, Lanthimos, and Spike Lee.
Okay, yeah.
If any of those win, I'm okay with it. I think it's Spike Lee. You made the point a while ago. I don't know if we were talking on mic or
I'll
off
probably
mic.
Make it again, but go ahead.
I think this is the year it's Spike Lee.
Only 7 times since 2000 has the Academy split Best Picture from Best Director. They've done it 4 times in the last 6 years.
It's been a
years.
Lot recently. Yeah.
Yes. This year they do it again. Not that a BlacKkKlansman Best Picture win wouldn't be big, but you had Moonlight win for Best Picture, which was the first movie to ever win with having an entirely African-American cast. So I don't think that that would be as big of a splash. But to have the first African-American director win Best Picture, I think would be huge, especially given that it's Spike Lee, which is his first time being nominated for Best Director, which is also kind of surprising.
Yeah, that's nuts. I thought he'd been nominated before. I didn't realize that.
No, not for directing. I think he has a screenplay nom. It's been a while, and we talked about the Oscars kind of taking one step forward, several steps back. You know, the Oscars so white thing. I'm not saying that they've spent the next several years trying to get out of that. They have made some, I believe, transparent efforts to get out of that. Giving Spike Lee the award this year, I think, is deserved, and I think it would be a way to kind of shut some of that up. So I think he did a great job. I think he deserves it. He's a guy that should be an Oscar award-winning director.
I mean, he's been around for 30 years, yeah. And he's still – I mean, and the thing is he's never catered to mm-hmm. this. It's never seemed like he's just
– He's not trying to make an Oscar
yeah,
movie.
He's never gunned for an Oscar. Yeah. But like I said, I would be fine with Quarren winning or Yorgos. I love both of those directors.
I would love the director of The Lobster to win.
Oh yeah, it'll
nothing would make me
that'll
happier.
Come up on the next category. And I feel like Yorgos, I think will get one. Quarren, he's got one, and they're giving him best. I think he's going to get cinematography mm-hmm. and foreign film, mm-hmm. and maybe another one.
We'll have to wait and see.
Stay tuned.
Our last category is Best Picture. The nominees for that are Hereditary, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, Widows, just kidding. It's Black Panther, Black Klansman, Bohemian Rhapsody, The Favorite, Green Book, Roma, A Star is Born, and Vice. The original 1937 A Star is Born was the only other version to be nominated for Best Picture. Spoiler alert, it didn't win. I don't think that this year's version wins either. But who does, Dave?
I feel like the obvious choice is Roma. I really do. But my choice,
yes,
The Favorite. I feel like it's an out there enough choice. It's not getting director.
No.
It's not getting supporting actress.
No.
I'd like it to get lead actress. It's not nope. getting it. Screenplay. I feel like it's The Favorite. I really do. But it's going to be Roma. But I feel like it's The Favorite.
I tend to think that you're right. Again, I think that's kind of a two-horse race. You have either, if they go away from the recent trend of splitting, I think Spike Lee's win bodes well for Black Klansman here, that could go ahead and double dip, and I would be fine with that. But I do think that Roma, I feel like, has been the one to beat almost since it came out. I don't really agree with it. I think Black Klansman's a better movie, and if I had a vote, that's what I would vote for. But
I mean, I'm a Quarren fan. He's directed one of my top three movies of all time, so I love yeah. Quarren. It's probably my third or fourth favorite of these.
On the other hand, if Roma wins, we will officially be in the age of Netflix. Right. As soon as Roma wins, like the second it happens, studios are going to be throwing a shit fit, cats and dogs living together. It picked up 10 nominations, which was the most, which is not always indicative that it's going to win any or all, let alone Best Picture, but it's worth being said. And if and when it does win, it would also be the first foreign language movie to win Best Picture. So that's it. I mean, I think there are some things on the Oscars that if you're a little bit bummed like us that some of the genre stuff, I mean, they did nominate Black Panther, which is the first time that a comic book movie was ever nominated for Best Picture. I'm not sure that it's better than Wonder Woman from last year that didn't get nominated.
Logan.
Yeah, or Logan from a couple years ago, which I was really beating the drum for. But I have nothing against that it didn't get nominated. Coogler, I thought, would have been a choice for Best Director.
I thought McQueen.
Yeah. Best Director is one that a lot of guys, you mentioned McQueen. Bradley Cooper, I wouldn't have been surprised to
that
get a nomination.
Surprised, but they gave Cold War. They gave
yeah.
Cold War some love in there. And
I mean, there's some interesting things. We could see, and I think we will see, the first African-American director to win Best Director, which I think is about time. And if my factoid is correct, and I believe it is, the first foreign language film, as well as first Netflix movie, to win Best Picture.
That
would
make Ali the first black man to win leading and supporting, wasn't it?
I'm trying to think of, like, if Denzel has won for supporting. He won for best actor in a supporting role in Glory.
Okay, in Training
Day. And he won leading in Training Day. So, yeah, no, he wouldn't. Maybe Denzel is. But, see, I mean, I think we very easily, and I kind of wanted to, when the nominations came out, I wanted to do, like, a snub special. But I feel like that just leads to me yelling. We sort of snuck some of them in there. But you're kind of beating a dead horse. They didn't get nominated. They're not suddenly going to be nominated for this weekend. So we gave you who we thought was going to win, and in some instances, who we want to win. So let us know if you win your Oscar pool because of what we said. We won't need a share of your prize money, but a shout out on the socials would be just fine with us. Next week, we're going to sort of continue from a couple weeks ago.
We're going to close up the month of love.
Yeah.
We're going to kill it.
Yes, with a list of our five favorite romance movies, love stories, where at least one of the lovers bites it. I'm calling it Love Hurts, but that will be our next week's episode. We were going to do Death at a Funeral, one of the two of those.
Couldn't decide which one.
Yeah. So
enjoy both.
Right. So instead of doing that, we just went with this idea of love movies where somebody dies. So to find out what are maybe the five saddest love stories of all time, come back next week after you're sad that your chosen film did not win the Oscars. But until then,
keep it up.